Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Large Python. Baby jumping. Bagel. Good acid.
You look good today.
So do you.
Thanks, man.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah.
People thought that anyway, but yeah, now it's
super mirror-y.
Except we're not wearing a hat this time.
These matching Hawaiian, like, golf sweaters. You're wearing Cassie's.
I am.
I'm wearing
I don't have the boobs for it, but it's...
but it's there. You're doing it. Oh, damn, what you got? Oh, yeah. So we have to. We have to play this. All of us, we're losing our shit. And then we are just going to move on like we didn't just do what we just did.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided we have to bring it into the show. Mm-hmm. We hope you guys like this. Okay? Okay, here we go.
Yeah! 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 Oh, yeah! Yeah! Mm.
Yay!
You guys wrote a song with David Lee Roth.
Yeah!
All right. Well, now I feel like we can officially move on. That'd have been haunting us.
That was fun.
Episode 93. Thank you guys for being here.
Get my gloves back on.
Oh, yeah, I got one.
We have...
One feels...
We have...
Like, enough today.
Hawaiian golf shirts on in... Oh,
I'm not sure how to feel, like, friendly, but also a little scared.
Yeah, it's like if you cut in front of me on the course, there's going to be a hell to pay.
But until then, fucking mahalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's up, dude? Mahalo.
Until then,
can we play through?
Excuse me? You tell me. Get your nine iron out.
I don't know. You tell me.
You tell me who's playing through what. Because I'm about to play through your fucking jaw if you ask me one more time. Thank you to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Get the bonus content, exclusive merch, early access to merch, questions. We answer your questions on the back end of the bonus stuff. So you can find a link in the episode description or head over to patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. Send stuff in. Hey, guys, at canyoudontpodcast.com. That includes all the segments. Petty beef.
Mm.
Just some dick.
Some dick.
Nope. You got confessions. You got just weird shit, happy shit, jokes, whatever good stuff you find on the internet. That's the email address you send it in. And speaking of that, we have not had, although I don't ever stop thinking about it, but we just haven't talked about hot air balloons on the show for a bit.
Well, it's funny that this was in the show because last night I was watching, kids are watching YouTube videos and it was like Mr. Beast and he had an air balloon thing on there.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it was Mark Rober. And it, like, the air balloon gave out, and I was like, oh, weird.
Oh, weird. Who's going
to
die?
An air balloon crashed to the ground.
You turn it off.
Big, you're like, surprise.
This is for 18 plus.
Right. This should be mature audiences only.
Someone is going to die.
Yeah.
But we had a couple articles sent in. This first one sent in by our son, Matthew. I mean, it's sad, but you're not going to be surprised. Can you imagine being in this? But man falls to death from hot air balloon. Passengers traumatized.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it, but they couldn't land, obviously, because it just kept floating miles away. So they watched this dude fall out of the hot air balloon to his death, like just in a neighborhood. and they just float a couple miles away.
Yesterday, I saw a guy.
and can't do anything about it. Like, how quiet? Like, you know, like something happens at the dinner table, right? Like, you know, yeah. Husband, wife, like, snap at each other. I don't know. How about you tell me about the bacon? And then, like, all you hear for the rest of dinner is
the plate, silverware clanking. Yeah.
And, like, some kid has the balls to be like, can you pass the gravy boat? And that's all you hear. Like, I don't know. You asked your mom. And well, then back to...
That's all you hear until you hear a man fall out of the sky and land on someone's right. Fucking
so that happens,
PT and then for, cruiser.
And then that happens. And for the miles you drift away, what's everyone doing in the wicker basket?
Yeah.
He's being like, that was pretty crazy, huh? he's probably fine.
He's probably fine, right?
He's probably fine, right? He probably had a parachute, right?
There were probably trees that he could have landed in.
I mean, you guys give everyone parachutes, right?
Right. Obviously...
I mean, it seems like a standard procedure in a hot air balloon. I mean, these things are so crazy. You've got to put a parachute on.
You're
1,000
feet in the air. You'd think you'd have a safety.
Some sort of safety net. Yeah. Hey, Zach, what were you going to say?
Two days ago, I saw somebody in a hot air balloon go right into power lines.
Yeah.
And it blew up the
That one the makes the rounds.
Too. Is it old?
But thank God. They survived that.
No way, really?
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say, thank God someone filmed it. That way we were able to watch it.
Over and over again. Because it makes the rounds. It feels like at least, like, I don't know, like every month and a half, it disappears. And then our Instagram, you open it up and there it's like, oh, you know, 60 new messages. And 59 of them are that.
Funny.
So you just get to watch it over. But it's a zap.
Yeah.
In that video. If you've seen it, you know what we're talking about.
It's crazy that when a balloon accident happens, I think of you two. That's a good thing. Good marketing, guys.
Thank you.
Right.
We're doing our best.
So you went a different direction that I thought you were going with it. When you said that it was so silent when people were like, well, that was something, huh? I was thinking about the family because he landed in a residential area.
Oh, so down below.
I was thinking the people eating dinner, they're in an argument. Oh. And then it's silent. And all of a sudden, alarm goes off. The dude fell on the PT Cruiser.
Yeah, the dad, he's like, he looks out the blinds like, God, not what I needed today. Another fucking hot air balloon guy.
I just washed my car.
God, after the day I've had. Last thing I need is a dead body in my fucking yard.
It's the just cartoonish layout like this too.
Yep. Just whop. Anyway, sad. But that leads me to this next article. This was sent in by our son, Kyle.
Mm.
What do you think about this?
Fucking Kyle.
Uber introduces hot air balloon rides in Turkey.
Oh, come on. Users can now use the app to tick a Cappadocia?
Yeah, sure.
Sunrise balloon right off their bucket list. That is not on my bucket list.
No.
That's what's safe to say.
That's a good pun, though.
It's never going to make my bucket list.
Hot air balloon and bucket. I like it. I like what they
basket
did there.
List? Maybe a basket list?
Check it off your basket list.
And then burn the list.
But no, they're experiencing, or they're experimenting with it, where you can open it up and book a fucking hot air balloon for your destination.
We should be going the opposite direction, doing less of this.
But how funny. Like, imagining you are hammered, right?
Ride share.
Like, it's a Christmas party or something, right? And you're like, you know, you need a ride? Like, no, it should be outside. Said it just landed. And you get out, you open the door. You Brian? And you're checking around, you're like making sure it's the right hot air balloon.
Right.
Before you get in.
It says, and the thing, it says red hot air balloon, multicolored hot air balloon.
Say oh. SpongeBob SquarePants hot air balloon.
Not to be confused with Scooby-Doo.
You walk out, you look up, it's just a giant fucking SpongeBob hot air balloon.
You ever had an Uber where they're like, the guy, someone cancels and the guy's like, well, I'm here, do you need a ride? Mm-hmm. Imagine that happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're SpongeBob? He's like, yeah, but I just got a cancellation. You want to go? I'm like, nah, I got Clifford on the way.
Yeah, Clifford's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, but Clifford's not going to be here for...
see him.
he's inbound.
Clifford looks like he's about 20 knots.
I'm not going to be riding in that, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Good luck getting home.
Imagine them running into, like, a line of... They're trying to stay in their area, but you don't know where they're going to go.
Fucking valet parking a hot air balloon?
Get your card. No. I had the SpongeBob.
Yeah.
This is clearly
Darth Vader.
Dora the Explorer. Dora the Explorer. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so. You ever driven one of these things to the valet? Like, he's like, you got keys for it? And he goes, no, you just pull this.
But put it in valet mode where it doesn't go quite as fast.
You might want to park it on top of the parking garage. I don't think it's going to fit inside.
Just a big a landing pad for for hot air balloons.
But I just, the proximity marker of like, where do you need to go? Kinda. I just need to get to the west side of town.
In
can you
five
do that?
Square miles.
Yeah, within 5 to 10. You pay more to have a more precise 5 mile radius to home.
I could have used a hot air balloon today.
No, getting over traffic.
I mean, that's about the only time I think I'd want to take a ride.
Yeah,
what about a hot air balloon
or a flying car?
Yeah, or that.
You know, that's not neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. Let's fire up the show. Let's get rolling.
Fired up.
All right, I haven't. It's been so long. Just.
Hey, shut up! Start the show already.
All right. I think we should make a full version of that song we wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah, full version would suck.
Spotify, just...
Speaking of which, I just have to say, Sex on Me is on Spotify and is by far his number one played song.
Mm,
just want to let everyone know that.
You're doing well, people.
Yeah, thanks to the kids. Thanks for checking that one out. This was sent in by our son, Charles.
Okay.
We tweaked it a little. But it says, would you rather be a security guard at the world's most violent, dangerous, cop-hating prison for 1 year? Working a standard 9 to 5 every day, and you get $10 million at the end of that 1 year. Okay? Or be a prisoner in the world's most soft and safe bitch boy prison for 2 years, but you only leave with $50K.
My first thought here.
But you're getting pampered and you're probably getting out alive, which is pretty cool.
Well, I guess my thought is, like, I've never been in prison.
Not yet.
But there are people that work at those prisons already, and they're just making their salary.
Yeah.
So they're making it through.
Yeah. But we're talking like the most, they hate you. At any moment, they're going to try and kill you.
So in the other way is like bitch boy, where
taken
like,
care of,
but they might want to get the freak on with you. Maybe?
Sure. I think like,
I hear bitch boy. I hear like,
yeah,
you're making the rounds.
I hear you. I think it's like, picturing like a prison that someone in Hollywood with a bunch of money would go to and they got in trouble for like tax fraud.
Yeah.
That has not, like a Burger King at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They're going to take care of you. Be like, oh my, I'm fucking, I don't think my pillow's right. And like, you have to stay inside the same building, but it's not the same experience as whatever terrible prison. I don't even know. San Quentin, is that a terrible prison? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, San Quentin's pretty bad.
Nice.
Any one of those California ones.
But like, they want to kill you. I feel like I could make them laugh. Maybe I'll just try to be so funny. They're like, well, I can't kill the joke machine.
Well, then now you're always on. Every time you walk in there, hey, make me laugh.
I tell you the one about the Nazis. Did you hear the one about the Nazi who tried to change a light bulb? trying to relate with your fucking jokes.
Did you hear the one about the police officer that went in?
Please don't kill me.
Yeah, he's like, remember
the one about the inmate that didn't kill the police officer?
Yeah, I was gonna say, remember the police officer is like, he was really sorry that he.
Sorry that his hands were tied and he couldn't get you the extra cigarettes that you really wanted, even though you said you're going to kill him and his family when you get out.
You ever hear that one?
You ever hear that one? I'll tell you when we get out of here. I got to stay alive. If you ever want to hear the punchline, don't fucking kill me.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's a really good punchline.
I'll tell you right when we get out of here.
I'm the only one that knows this joke, though, so yeah, you can't kill me.
And then take your $10 million and build a Fort Knox so that you have to never tell that inmate that punchline.
Or you go in there just swinging. Knock people around and be like, all right.
Look at us.
I know, but we're not just
doing anything.
You thought that you could take somebody out the last time we had a prison
conversation. I could turn. Like, if I had to turn and be angry punchy, I could do it to survive, but that's definitely not who I am. Like, I avoid confrontation at all costs. But if I had to, I mean, I know I can throw some punches.
That sounds terrifying to me. I don't think I'd want to do the.
But
I don't want to be anywhere near a maximum
kill me.
Prison,
yeah.
Especially with a target on your back. It's already one thing to work there, when you know the shit that could go down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never been there, but I've seen the TV documentaries and stuff. I've seen what people do.
So 2 years of, I mean, just family gets to visit you. Things are pretty good. And you just stay alive and you get out with 50K.
Conjugal visits?
Yeah. With Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it's just you have to do a cell thing, but it's not a prison. Like, you're not scared of dying. Like, you get to, like, showers are fine. Everyone's supportive of, like, they count your reps in the yard.
They're supportive. Like,
they, yeah, they support you. They want the best for you. And then the other one is they want you to die. But you get $10 million if you make it through. Is that enough for therapy for the rest of your life? To be scared of everyone? It kind of sounds thrilling, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. The idea of,
I mean, how scary could it be?
If they want to kill you, really scary.
I guess, what job do I have? I mean, it says security guard, but yeah. There's a lot of different types of security guards in a prison. Do I get to stand in a sniper tower?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I do that shit all day long.
I could do that for sure for $10
million. Am I the guy that's got to take the guy into the showers?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, I'm not going to make it. Am I the guy that tells someone no?
Yeah.
Don't can't shake do that. Him.
You shouldn't do that.
No, that's a bad idea.
Give me that shank.
Give me the shank. I'll give it back to you when we're done. Okay, but only if you're good.
What's your sentence? 57 years?
Okay.
I'll hang on to it.
I'll hang on to it.
First, when you get out,
I'll put it under a rock.
You come see me.
You come see me.
Don't come see me. I'll come see you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a meeting place in 57 years.
I'll be in Fort Knox. Back. And I'll leave it outside my private gate.
I'll have someone bring it to you.
I'll have someone deliver it to you. Don't fucking find me. Please. I think I just have to, I don't know. Zach, what do you think? Where are you going? Are you risking your life for $10 million?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you're huge.
Sniper Tower would be a good spot. I'd go for that.
Yeah, I don't feel like we get to...
Yeah, I feel like you got to be...
That's part of the gamble. It's part of the gamble. You don't know what they're going to make you do.
I feel like...
And you're coming in as a rookie. Like, they're going to make you do the fucking shit. Yeah.
I feel like you got to do the bitch... Like, you got to be...
In the trenches?
You're in the yard.
Mm.
Right? Like, I feel like you got to be in the yard. To make it worth $10 million.
I think they would look at you and be like, you're not going to the yard. Look at you. Fucking nerd.
You fucking dweeb.
Go to the library. Go check out books.
Shit happens
nerd.
In the library, though, too. They rip out pages and put
shit happens when you
shanks
don't
in there.
Think shit's happening.
Right.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, I mean, the library is where people meet to talk about their plans.
Shane Shanks.
Mm-hmm. Shawshank Redemption.
Shank Exchange. Down there at the library. Yeah, I Shank think I'm Williams. Picking it. $10 million's enough for me to just have to buckle in for a year and try and pull it off to get out and be fine. Not just like me, but also you do the right thing with $10 million. You set your kids up and you have generational wealth and like things are, you put yourself in a pretty good spot with $10
million. Oh yeah. Throw it in a dividend stock.
Just staying alive for 2 years and getting 50K and missing your kids and being fucking lonely. I don't know. You won't be lonely. At least you get to leave the fucking prison at 9 to 5. You get to get out of there and still have a life.
It's only 365 days.
I'm doing 10 mil. I'm doing 10 mil.
Same.
Yeah.
They're most likely not going to kill you, but they might rough you up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, there's not, if it was that big of a...
people wouldn't work there.
Yeah. And you'd hear a story every single... Like, it was super, super dangerous. At least once a week, you hear about a fucking security guard getting killed. But you got a bunch of guns and they don't. So, I don't know. I'm taking it. It's going to be rough, but I'm doing it.
Maybe. I think it might be worth the gamble.
Yeah. All right. Damn, we're about to have $30 million. We can build our own prison. It's gonna be sweet.
Lock up.
We can privatize our own.
Yeah,
high security.
That's
prison.
The thing is, the invest the money. We just buy a prison.
Buy the same prison.
Yeah, we buy the prison and then we make lots of money.
And then unlock all the doors and then film a reality TV show.
We have so many fucking license plates.
It's gonna be awesome. Okay, let's move off to what are you thinking about?
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Okay. This one I called and, well, I didn't call you, but I left you a little voice message. This past weekend, very busy weekend, was just packing up and doing a bunch of shit and moving around and getting out of houses and apartments and combining shit. And as I was driving, it was Monday, maybe Monday morning, I was bringing a trailer back to U-Haul.
Mm.
So I'm heading up to beautiful North Spokane, Washington. It's gorgeous up there, right by the Y.
I was not that far today.
It's beautiful this time of year.
I mean, it's a good 40-minute drive from my house.
Yeah.
So,
and it's also
in the same city.
They got some work to do up there, but yeah. they're doing it.
You know, they
got to
get that freeway done.
It'll be done. I think you'll see I think it'll be finished anytime in our lifetime.
Nope.
20 more years.
20 more years. Okay. We can make it. Anyway, if you're from this area, you know what we're talking about. They basically are trying to build this like bypass north-south freeway, and then they just keep cutting all the funding so it gets built in fucking 100-yard chunks, like one every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It looks great. Can't wait to drive on it. But I was driving up there, and I was heading by a McDonald's, and it was actually the same McDonald's from the old man's shitty fucking diaper story where Ezra and I were gagging and throwing up in our fucking sweatshirts. Just the worst, right? So same one. But I'm cruising by, and they have the little sign out front, like they do, with the black lettering on it, and it just said... It said the bagel breakfast sandwich is, and then all caps, finally back.
Finally!
The bagel breakfast sandwich is finally back. And I read it. I didn't really think much of it. I was like, I'm kind of hungry. But then the more I was driving, I was like, who's losing sleep over bringing the fucking bagel breakfast sandwich back? Like, why is this so much excitement? All caps? It's like, what is someone, did another man drive by and just, you know, call, yeah, what, yeah, babe, you are not going to believe what's back. Uh-huh. Yeah. Clear your schedule. The bagel breakfast sandwich is here. Oh, no, it's okay. I'll cancel golf. We're eating fucking sandwiches this weekend. Woohoo!
We're gonna eat more bagel fucking, what is it?
Bagel breakfast sandwich.
Than we've ever.
No.
We gotta load up because it's gonna be gone soon.
More than last time.
Right.
Yeah, last time the bagel breakfast sandwich was back.
Every time you eat a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd never know if it's coming back.
And then also in that same vein, I was thinking about like the limited time kind of offers, but where they always pitch like it's back. Sorry, for a limited time, right? Like, did they get it? What prompted this? Like, what thing on the food delivery system, on the distribution, did they get so much of? Like, the CEOs and stuff are on the phone, like, do we get enough bagels to bring it back?
Can we bring it back yet?
Can we bring it back? No, we don't have enough bagels yet. Okay. All right. So,
people are getting antsy.
People are getting antsy. We have to bring this thing back.
I've got several emails.
Gerald has called me like 3 times this week. And he's demanding we bring back the bagel breakfast sandwich.
You know, he's the guy that's retired and doesn't have anything going on.
And he loves those. He's not alone. Like, they're just having this weird conversation. He goes, I don't care what it takes. We need more bagels. And he goes, okay, boss. Yes, sir. And he's just like, he's out on the streets. He's like, you know, doing the legwork, walking around like
the
like,
CEO.
He's handing out 20s like in dark alleys. He's like, you hear there's some more bagels? And he's like, I don't know if that's enough. He's like, well, I mean, I heard some people talking about some bagels. He's
like, I heard rumblings of
bagels. Maybe this will refresh your memory. Like, brings another 20 out, and he's like, yeah, my buddy Luis has.
I may have heard something about that.
I might have heard something. Yeah, I think there's a couple jalapeno cheddars, at least 400. Here, you know, you have to hit my buddy. He's like, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then pulls his trench coat up. Fucking walks off on a search.
Walks back into the shadows.
Back into the shadows to find some more bagels. So they can finally bring back the bagel breakfast sandwich. But the same thing with the McRib. Like, this is just a matter of time for them to make the rib pressings. And they have to stockpile enough rib pressings to have a McRib off.
I picture the people, like, you know, tomorrow is the day that we bring back the McRib. Mm-hmm. So I need everybody... Mm-hmm. On their A game.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a line around the block.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting this McRib.
And they're going to get it.
They're going to get their McRib.
And while this was on my mind, a commercial came on, probably watching Game Show Network. And it was a Honey Nut Cheerios commercial.
Mm.
And it was the same type of shit. And it was like the shape, probably upstairs. It was the shape that stole your heart. Mm. And they brought back the heart-shaped fucking Cheerio.
I didn't know that existed.
Who cared? What?
I didn't know that existed either.
Who exactly? They're telling me that, like, how pumped I should be that they put the Cheerio in a heart shape. Fuck yeah, guys. Have you seen what Lucky Charms has been doing?
For years,
for
decades.
Years. Have you seen the shapes over there? Like,
that's what made Cheerios great. It was simple.
Simple and
don't
circle.
Be getting into the
heart thing, whatever. Fine.
Don't get into the don't play into the hand of somebody else. Do what you do best.
And you make O's.
Right. Okay? You make a good O.
A solid O. A heart healthy O. Although the heart healthy part is funny too.
Because it's
it has an asterisk.
Right.
And if you read it, it's like, we don't know.
Exactly.
It's like nutrition's or like vitamins like this, like, can help your heart, and those are in here.
And it feels at the same time, it feels like, well, like if you took two people and you gave one guy Frosted Flakes and another guy Cheerios,
yeah,
Frosted
cigarette.
Flakes guy is probably gonna have a heart attack first, right? So
yeah,
I mean,
that's so funny.
Technically,
this, you look into the study and like they have the one guy that ate nothing but Cheerios, the other guy had Frosted Flakes and cigarettes,
and a cigarette,
and then the other guy like had fucking whatever, Pebby or Fruity Pebbles and his cigarettes, and then like Big Macs and cigarettes, and he's like, yeah, fucking healthiest one was the guy that just ate the Honey Nut Cheerios, which is fucking crazy. Yeah, he didn't even smoke. It was no, he didn't want to smoke. You know what? This will help you quit smoking.
Yeah, he used to smoke.
He used to smoke. He doesn't anymore.
We can't technically say that it'll make you quit smoking,
but
be our little secret.
But
wink, wink.
You might continue not smoking,
right?
If you eat this, whoa. God, your phone, I hate it.
It's R2-D2. What's you do?
But anyway, that popped up, and I was just creating a hype. And who is just spending time being so fucking pumped about a fast food burger sandwich thing coming back?
So I've never had a McRib, but I know, I've heard about the McRib for years, and I know people get excited about the McRib.
Mick missing out.
I never heard of the bagel sandwich, I'm being honest.
Okay, well.
So if you wouldn't have told me...
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the sign, I would have been like, what is that?
Am I missing out?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just trying to create some FOMO.
I get it. It's all FOMO, and it's like, it's...
Sick marketing.
I mean, it's all marketing. It's like, let's create nostalgia that doesn't exist out of nothing, and you fell for it.
Yep.
So...
Yeah. Anyway, just pass that along. My little brain thought.
I might have to go in and might... See? I was gonna say I might have to head over and try one.
Mick drive over to a McDonald's and spend some Mick money. Mick bucks. What do they call them?
Oh.
Was it Mick bucks?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, back at don't you be
boy, tell you.
You fucking go there.
Oh yeah.
You fucking go Mick get.
I don't remember Mick bucks.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. I just remember Monopoly.
Yeah, they had the dollars and stuff. Yeah, we'll talk about the Monopoly.
Mm.
God, I miss it.
They have a Monopoly on the
Monopoly
on
game?
The kids' toys.
All right, dick time.
Can I say something really quick?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's so funny. We will go to McDonald's, and my youngest will want to make. He'll want a kids' meal and a Happy Meal, and then he won't even eat it, and he wants the toy.
Mm.
But then as soon as we get out of the car and go in the house, he leaves the toy in the car. So I bought him a fucking $10 thing. He didn't eat any of it. And then the toy he played with that he had to have just got left in the car.
Yeah, went straight to the landfill.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, McDonald's has got it figured out.
That story right there is just birth control. That's what that is.
Mm.
Like, if you're ever like, I don't know, should I have kids? Just go back, listen to this episode, and be like, that sounds pretty fucking nutty.
Mm.
Probably shouldn't do it. Yeah. Huge waste of money, those kids, you know.
I paid $10 for a toy that he played with for 5 minutes.
Yeah, cardboard box.
That's what happened.
Yeah, cardboard box and a toy that he threw away. And
I ended up eating the chicken nuggets.
You would have eaten a fucking plain nothing pickles. Like, maybe no pickles.
No, he doesn't. No. He doesn't do any condiments. It's just the cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. Then I ended up eating that cold. Mm-hmm. And it's just not good.
No, I'm just feeling sick.
And then there's trash in the car.
God, what a fucking world.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, dick time?
Yep.
Okay, let's ride it.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick.
Whew, you ready for a wild tale?
Tales of
Wilder than the shirts we're wearing.
Yeah, which, I don't think it doesn't get much wilder than that.
You're about to find
out.
The
more complicated the design, the better.
When I read this headline, okay, you're gonna be like, this is fucking crazy. But apparently, when they were writing this headline, whoever was writing it just couldn't figure out a way to put it all in.
Mm.
So you just get crazy parts. Then you keep reading, you're like, this, what the fuck? It says meth written all over it. Two men plan to have large, quote, python eat woman's daughter before blowing up her house.
That's fucking crazy.
So right there, you're like, whoa.
That's so crazy.
Well, that's pretty fucking crazy, right? And it just keeps getting better. Authorities say 24-year-old Caleb Kinsey and 37-year-old Stephen Glosser, they had their whole life ahead of them,
yeah,
conspired to harass, intimidate, injure, or kill the women or the woman who owned the house. They look
like they would do that.
They look like they would think that was a sick murder plot.
Dude, how has no one thought of this?
Dude, this is perfect.
This is, I mean, it's a no-brainer. We're doing this.
it's absolutely fucking bulletproof. So Glosser and the victim allegedly met on a dating app, but their relationship eventually went south, so they decided to block each other. And that's when Kinsey got involved. He's like, no one blocks my bro.
Yeah, dude.
You know what we should do?
Time for me to step in.
This is going to sound crazy, but I think we should blow up her house.
Hold on. This might sound crazy. Don't rule it out.
Okay. Here you go. Ready? Here's the full rundown.
Blow up her house.
The men allegedly planned to shoot arrows into the victim's front door, mail her dog feces or dead rats.
Wait, dog poop or dead rats?
Like they were on the fence. Like they were like,
how do you decide between those two things?
Right.
Like we could get dog food or we could find some dead rats.
Or if we have time, I feel like, I mean, there's dog poop, that's a given.
Yeah.
But fucking dead rats.
I could take a dump and for all she knows it's dog poop.
Okay, so shoot arrows into the victim's front door, mail her dog feces or dead rats, scalp her head, blow up the home, and then release a large python to eat her daughter.
What the fuck? That's so many different things. That's like throwing darts at just a bunch of ideas. Mm-hmm. And he's like, God, these are all great. How do you choose just one of these?
Because, I mean, all of them are great. I think we go either way on the dead rats and dog feces.
Yeah.
So let's get these other darts out of here.
That's like Wile E. Coyote on meth.
Yeah. No shit.
And they're just standing back looking at it like, this is almost perfect.
Well, I feel like it's missing.
Do we need to shoot the arrows in the front door? Yes, it symbolizes heartbreak.
Right.
Kinsey, I told you, if you're going to get involved, you and your snake are getting involved in this. Okay?
Well, see, the arrow, all the arrows do is that's just a warm-up.
Right.
It's just to let her know that, oh, shit, something's going down.
And like you see that, you know you're probably going to get scalped.
Right.
Right? And then that's when we move on to phase two of the plan.
Isn't that cultural appropriation?
What? Arrows and scalping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's part of that's what they got in trouble for. Yeah, nothing else.
Nothing else. It's just cultural appropriation. It's like,
yeah,
the attempted murder.
I mean, blow up the house, the snake thing and all that. He's like, no, we just care about the scalping and the arrows. We just think that's fucking crazy. Like that's not flying around here. So WTOC, you know how much I love that.
Yeah.
Well, they got to credit themselves. Reported that Glosser found the victim's home and built an explosive device along with Kinsey using tannerite. A fun thing you shoot with guns and it blows up.
More like Tanner Wrong.
Oh, you know, dude, what I mean? That's fucking.
Yeah.
Tannerite is a brand of firearm. I just said that. The two then use the device to blow up the woman's house. You know how much tannerite you would need to blow up a house?
I don't.
Oh, man. I mean, if you're just trying to blow like the front door off, like you could, you know, get a little brick.
So you put like a C4 brick, essentially, and then you shoot that with a bullet?
And it blows up.
Okay.
And then it explodes. But to that much to blow up a house?
Are they using the arrows to do that?
No, that was symbolic.
Who do they think they are, Robin Hood?
I don't know. Fucking Robin Bad.
Oh, yeah! More like fucking destroying hood over here.
Nice, dude. So witnesses told investigators they saw a black SUV leaving the scene, which was determined to be Kinsey's car. These guys are just fucking so good. Police served a search warrant on Kinsey and Glosser's home.
It's got the last name in letters on the back window, you know?
Customized plate. It says Kinsey. These guys, what the fuck are they doing? But they're in trouble for all the things that you think that you'd be in trouble for trying to do something like that.
Except for cultural appropriation. Yeah. I don't see that on the list.
Not on the list. Maybe the detectives missed that one, but we caught it. Yeah, we caught it right away.
Yeah.
But just the planning of these guys, just in a basement.
Wait.
Fucking smoking cigarettes, one solo light kind of swinging a little bit over a makeshift coffee table they made out of a fucking old French door.
And they put the plans and they roll it out?
They roll it out and it's a fucking Etch-A-Sketch.
Was the snake somebody's, or were they going to have to go buy a snake?
I don't know. The detail didn't make the news article.
That what?
He's trying to write. He's like, what do you need, Python? He goes, he's like, you know how hard peas are? On a fucking Etch-A-Sketch?
How am I going to connect a P and a Y?
He's like, I need a beer. Like his knee hits the table. Just shakes the whole plan. God, that's what happened. And he's like, fuck, was it male or dog feces or dead rats? What'd we go with?
Fuck. We'll just do both.
We'll just do both. Man, what a wild tale.
He's like, the dead rats would be cheaper.
We have to go on a scavenger hunt. But, you know, you have a dog, we'll just catch their shit.
It doesn't say where the fucking python came from?
Not in the article.
How does that... Okay, can we talk about whoever investigated this? Mm. The TV news or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's one of the questions you should ask, right?
Yeah.
Like, where were you planning on getting this python? Were they going to steal a python?
And then why? Like, why is that the thing? And just going to eat the daughter? What the fuck? What'd she do to you? She didn't block you. But also, you got blocked after a relationship. Calm down.
I love the idea that when they're talking about, okay, well, how are we going to kill the daughter without making it not seem suspicious?
And get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, it's like... The only thing I can think of is like a giant snake.
Just notice that the python is wearing like a fucking spandex human suit in its belly. Like, it's just like, I don't think I found the daughter. It's a perfect outline of a person in the snake's stomach. Oh, there it is. I guess we'll just cut
kidnap
this out.
The daughter and throw her in a ditch. I mean, I don't want to have to do your job for you, but
I mean. I've seen enough fucking shows.
Yeah.
Fucking don't do that.
I don't want to kill her daughter, but I guarantee you I'm not using a python.
Let's talk about some sex stuff. I mean, you like sex?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Do you want to read some of this?
I'll read some of it.
Because we got these two articles.
I don't want to get too boned up.
Yeah, well, it's okay. You're wearing this. You can camouflage your boner.
Not this one. It's not. Remember?
You're wearing Cassie's.
Yeah.
Little snug.
It's kind of a weird story.
Yeah.
I mean, Elizabeth Hurley's attractive, right?
Yeah, maybe not after you read this one.
She's one of my favorites.
This one is mild. The next one, it's just, they get a little progressively wilder. Okay. But there's not, it's just the situation of this one.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pull up the article for the YouTube viewers to look, just look at the son's face. Because what is happening with that face?
You mean
what's
the
happening?
Picture?
What is happening in Hollywood?
Yeah, I mean he's a pretty guy.
Well, that face scares the shit out of me.
Yeah,
and when we read the article, you're gonna know what's like why. You're like, oh yeah, duh.
She still looks good, man. She's hot.
Okay.
All right, Elizabeth Hurley felt safe filming sex scene directed by her son. Could you imagine filming your?
And that's why I'm saying this guy. He was like,
my mom likes her nipples squeezed.
No, I know this. I know this from experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. She loves him getting sucked on.
Mm.
Yeah. I know that from experience. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad really likes to go town on her thorax.
You know, I've seen it. It's cool.
All right. Elizabeth Hurley said she felt liberated while filming a sex scene in a new movie directed by her son, Damien Hurley. Strictly Confidential, the 21-year-old's directorial debut is a thriller about a woman whose best friend kills herself.
Sick plot.
Some ex-users were shocked when they discovered Elizabeth Hurley would appear in a sex scene in her son's movie. The closeness of the 58-year-old and her son previously caused controversy when she told Watch What Happens Live in 2008 that her son took her bikini photos.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. On Access, living in their own fucking bubble.
Yeah.
Got it.
They defended the bikini photography.
Of course.
And the erotic movie.
Mm-hmm.
You got to double down on that.
Mm-hmm.
People find this really controversial, Damon Hurley said, of the bikini pictures. Show business has been a fundamental part of my entire life. So to us, it's just not a thing. Not a big deal.
Mm-hmm, not a problem.
Do you want me to play the video?
No.
Okay.
No, don't worry about that.
Elizabeth Hurley said her son looked after her, which is why she felt comfortable shooting a sex scene in the upcoming movie and letting her son take her bikini pictures. Like, now, I know my son, if the actor starts getting a little bit too grabby,
mm-hmm.
or if he's not turning me on enough, mm-hmm. my son's going to know what to do.
He's going to step in and make sure things are fine.
To keep my vagina wet.
Right, so a little creepy, and again, they have their experiences, and they have their own world, and from the outside looking in, you're like, that's fucking weird. Right, but I don't work in Hollywood. I've never been in the position where I'm going to be directing a movie, but also my mom is an actress and there's a sex scene in it, right? But from the outside, it looks fucking pretty crazy, but not nearly as crazy as this next story.
But okay? Yeah, I want to. So just, I've never been, I'm not a, the actors are like, they just go inside their acting in their character, and yeah. it's like they like don't
they
like
disassociate they, from yeah, themselves.
It's like you have a sex scene with someone. I mean, like, there's people that aren't gay who can have a full on graphic gay nude like sex scene,
right?
And to them, they're just acting. But to someone who's not like that, it's mm-hmm. like oh, I'd have a hard time doing that just because I'm not attracted to that. So it'd yeah. be weird. Mm-hmm. But to them, it's like they're just acting. You're so right. they're doing the same thing.
Totally get it. Like that, I can see a separation between these two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like sex and openness and like just not making it weird and having a bunch of social parameters set on it. If you're able to eliminate all those and you're just doing your job. But at the end of the day, like you're filming your mom getting fucked.
Mm.
Like that's the whole point of what you're doing. And you're just sitting there looking, and I haven't seen the scene, but I'm guessing some
there's no penetration, right?
Probably not. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. I'm going to, but I haven't yet. And
like, I'm gonna watch it
like,
right
I
now.
Get it. Like you can figure it out. It's work. It's, I'm just doing my job. And mm-hmm. That's fine. But all of that just sets up this next step. Okay. So son of OnlyFans model admits that he films her content for her.
That's a little different.
Guys. And again, nothing illegal happening here. Right. It's not like this is like they're doing anything. He's just holding the camera while mom fucking
fingers herself.
Yeah, rubs the pink canoe, paddles the pink canoe. You know?
Yeah, I mean, does she need someone to hold the camera?
No. But I'm guessing like there's certain
tripod
shots that they're on on the go. Like mom on the go,
she's busy. She's a mm-hmm. mom.
Yeah.
She's getting the kids dressed for school and fingering herself at the same time.
And my first thought was maybe that she's just like trying to make a living. Maybe the OnlyFans account is growing, but it's not quite there where you can't like hire she's someone.
Trying to put food on the table.
You can't hire someone who's not your son, right? Like you just got, it's not in the budget.
That's nepotism also.
Like it's not in the budget yet.
Yeah.
No, she has over 3 million followers on Instagram. And her OnlyFans account is super successful.
Maybe she just wants to keep it in the family.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you definitely don't want to pay someone $50 to come film you.
That'd be weird to have a stranger filming you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
jamming a dildo.
Yep. But it says this in the article. It says, while many creators might hire someone to film their content for them, Odessa decided to keep the business within the family.
Yeah.
As her son shoots things for her. During an Instagram question and answer last summer, Odessa's son, Arthur, who was 18 at the time. So you think that like for his 18th birthday, he was just given permission to film his mom.
Yeah. It's like, well, you're an adult now. So
sucking a dick. And I haven't seen the OnlyFans account. I don't know exactly what the content is, but I know what OnlyFans is. And I know what the content is typically on OnlyFans. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, Arthur, are you the one who films Odessa's OnlyFans? He goes, yep. I'm really badass with pictures, right? What an 18-year-old fucking response. Yeah, how's
that? I could do like sick pictures
dude,
and stuff.
You seen that lighting? Fucking so cool. For many people, the idea of shooting such content of their parents would be, well, unimaginable, but Arthur appeared unfazed. But while he doesn't seem to be bothered, others were, I mean, religious groups in particular, don't care about that. I'm just saying at a relationship level with your mom, if you're just filming her like and just and doing crazy fucking OnlyFans content, how is there any sort of like healthy boundaries set up?
Feel like
you can figure it out, but like you have to do your homework, and then as soon as you're done, you're gonna watch me play with my pussy.
Yeah,
and you're like, okay, mom, do I have to? I want to get on Call of Duty tonight.
It's like, do you want to eat this month?
Yeah, do you want to? I mean, do you like the food I'm giving you? Yes, and you'll watch me fucking shove this in my pussy.
Do you want to eat this cucumber later?
Yeah,
then you're gonna watch me fuck put myself
it,
with it.
Put it in my butt. Yeah. And you're going to film it. God, Mom, God, all my friends are going to the movies. And I'm sitting at home making movies.
We're filming
you.
A movie. God, Jeffrey, Mom. Whatever his name is.
God, he's just like muttering like the teenage angst stuff as he walks away. He goes, God, I'm so sick of your fucking pussy. And slams his door.
Well, what's funny is like his friends. He's like, oh, sorry, I can't go tonight. My mom, she's doing this new thing where she's like jamming fish in her vagina. And I got to film it, so.
So fucking lame.
So we'll come to your house?
Yeah. Are you busy? Yeah. Fuck. You coming to the party tomorrow night? You going to prom? No, my mom's got a fucking double penetration scene.
It's a big night.
I got to film.
Yeah, it's a high traffic night. So.
We've already postponed it twice.
We're trying to pay for my college here.
Yeah, we've already postponed it twice. I can't believe how hard it is to fucking book a schedule when there's two dicks involved.
You wouldn't believe how busy people are. How
busy people are. Like, some nights this dick's there, and sometimes this dick can make it. But tonight for sure, my mom said these two dicks can make it, so...
We've got it confirmed.
We got it confirmed that I got to be there. I got to film my mom.
We have a hard out though.
Yeah,
I mean, a hard in too.
I should be over by 9. Okay, we come pick
once
me up.
The guys blow their loads all over her titties. Then I'll be.
I'll text you.
I just got to grab a couple towels, clean up my mom, and then I'll be over.
Well, clean up, fucking eat a cucumber, and I'll be over. got one. All right. Well, that was it. Just that's wild.
That's
can't
wild,
imagine it.
Man.
I get it. It's fine. People are able to separate, make things work. But it seems like the family dynamics could be a little fucked if you're filming your mom touching your puss.
Okay. Think about. Here's a scenario for you that. I mean, we're in the realm. What if it was the other way around? And what if it was a dad that had an OnlyFans
with a daughter?
And he hired his daughter to do it.
Welcome to jail, motherfucker.
I'm just curious, like, how
right?
that would...
Right? There's no way that it would not work. Like, and that is... I didn't even think about that.
How come it can work this way?
It shouldn't. I mean, we're talking about how it's not okay.
Obviously,
but
the dad
I was not
forced the daughter to
time.
Do it.
Yeah, right. And again, like, I'm also projecting and just trying to make the content extreme as possible with, like, I don't know if he was filming her touching her pussy. Right? So he might have just been filming content where she's like in lingerie, right?
Teasing content?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So I don't know. I didn't go and look. I wasn't going to fucking sign up for OnlyFans to be super educated about the son filming the mom's OnlyFans account.
They should do free
account.
Trials. Do they do free trials?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's a couple freebies in there. Do you want to make sure you're like, oh, how big does it gape?
Is it going to make me excited? Is it going to make me, or is it like... Is it a tease thing? Like,
how's the gape?
what's the gape like?
No, listen, I'm down for. I mean, $4.99 a month sounds like a hell of a bargain, but how's the gape?
per gape per capita.
And people are like coming in, and be like, oh no, man, I'm seeing a pretty good gape. And there's a couple good gapes in here. Like, how good? How good's the gape? Is it worth $4.99 a month, bro?
Dude, it's like a cup of coffee.
Dude, it's worth $5.99 easy.
One day a week, just don't get that cup of coffee, dude.
Fucking,
see all the gapes you can
fucking gape it up.
Gape ape.
Okay, let's move off to some petty beef.
Okay.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, petty beef.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Zach. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
Boo-hoo. Picture my fucking
mom naked.
Me having to film my mom for an OnlyFans account.
Well, I mean, that to be fair,
your
that
one's hot.
Yeah, like that was a hot mom.
Have you seen my mom?
No.
Just kidding. Okay, so Petty Beef. I just want to make things awkward. For this week, sent in by a man at the end of his rope. And he writes, "Sup, guys?
Sup, dude?
Sup? I don't know. I don't know if this is the spot to put my petty beef, but fuck it. This needs to be addressed." He sent it in through our Instagram
account.
This is
the perfect. Oh, I see. Yeah. I thought you meant, is this the platform to be? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, is this the one podcast that has a thing called petty beef? My fiance and I live together in a nice home in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Beautiful. Downtown Philly.
Where it's always sunny.
Inside this home, things go down.
Mm.
Something that will ruin any man.
Oh.
What my fiance does is absurd. She will clean the surfaces of things, and anything on the surface goes either, one, in a random fucking drawer, or really any open spot that an item can fit into, to be honest. That's so funny. I see it. Number two, into the ether to never be found again. She says she doesn't move things, but she does. I found half-drank water bottles in the snack cabinet, along with kitchen scissors. I need to know if anyone else has a spouse or partner that does the same thing to them, and if they are still around. Lol. Love this damn show so much. Your loyal silly goose, Brian Jr.
Ah, yeah, dude. What's up, son?
Oh.
That's my boy.
This is a fun one because just from past petty beefs and us knowing each other and being friends, I think there'll be a different take on this. What do you think?
Well, first of all, tell my daughter-in-law she needs to get her shit together.
Yeah, I hear you. Cleaning counter, hiding scissors.
It's funny because I think women. Well, so like my wife, she's very much likes to know where she's like, I'm going to decorate the house because I know all that kind of stuff. She likes to put things away because she likes to know where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do think that a lot of ladies that are like that, they have in their head, they're thinking, I'm cleaning up and putting the stuff away. But then they just like don't realize that you're not going to know where they put the stuff. And the argument could be, well, don't leave your stuff around. Don't leave your wallet or laying around, your hat laying around if you don't want me to put it somewhere. But I think there's a legitimate, like, something's missing there between you obsessing where things go and not knowing that I don't know where they are.
If you're obsessed about where things go, then you put them there. Like, you need to just have this. How did the scissors end up out in a spot where the scissors could go somewhere where you didn't want the scissors? And if it was you that left them out, then, like, you're kind of fighting uphill because you put them out. So put the scissors back where they go. I get that. I think the part that is the extra, like, little juice on this argument is when he wrote in here that she says that she doesn't move things. She goes, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't touch it. Like, I don't. Well, didn't it fucking float into the cabinet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did the water bottle get up in the snacks? How did that happen? Did a ghost do it? A ghost used all his energy to move your water bottle to buy the Cheez-Its?
He had a little bit of energy that day, and that's what he chose to do.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what can I do to this family? Let them know I'm here. God, I'm going to put this piece of bread over here by the hats.
Oh, shit. All I did was create an argument between this couple. It did nothing for me.
But I get to watch it, and that's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
He starts making popcorn while they're arguing.
He's like, oh, dude, she's going to get so pissed. Watch this.
They're fighting, and there's like just like a little teacup, like taking a sip, floating, just watching. Watching the couple fight. God, that'd blow your mind.
Yeah, it would.
And he's like, oh, shit.
Oh,
and
you bitch. What are you?
Yeah, I think it's the.
You see that?
and then it just drops.
Mm-hmm. Downstairs. Squeaking down the stairs.
Squeak, going slow. Why are you running? You're invisible. God, you always
such
forget.
An idiot.
You always forget they can't see you. Just stay there. Why are you running?
It would be weird to forget that you're invisible and you're standing 2 feet from somebody and you realize that they can't see you, but you forget, like, oh yeah.
Or a little moment you think they see you.
Yeah, they look at you and you're like
they both do this and you're like you hold still. The floor is like eek, eek, and they're like, did you hear that? Mm-hmm. And you're like, just trying so hard, like some sort of ghost code, like Andy
right.
in Toy Story. He's always like
I'm
a little
blow
code
for everybody.
Of God, I'm getting so much trouble. I'm never going to come back to Spokane. It's my favorite place
the
to
ghost
haunt.
Police.
It's my favorite place to haunt.
It's the Ghostbusters. They come for you.
Cleaning up. I've touched on this in the past on Petty Beefs, where like I've always had a problem. With like things going almost back to where they go, like so close, like you're working on something, and I think the most recent one I talked about was the vacuum, and a lot of people wrote in about this, which was funny because they were listening, and then across their room was the vacuum was still left out with the cord,
yeah,
but they haven't vacuumed for a couple of days instead of just putting it back where the vacuum goes, it just sits somewhere else, but that type of stuff does bug me. Like, you walk in, it's like, oh, and, like, the coat goes on the chair, and then 2 more feet, you could put it on the coat rack.
Yeah.
Instead of just fucking hang your coat up. Yeah. Don't put it on the back of a chair. It's right there. Or, like, working on a project, and you get done, and you take all your shit, and then you go to the garage, and then you just, like, put it in the garage, but don't put it where it goes in the garage. Mm-hmm. Like, a little more. You were
so close.
And it
starts to pile up, too.
Yes. And it just sits there until somebody else fucking moves it. So just take the 1 more minute it takes to put the fold-up chair over where the fold-up chairs go. And don't just lean it on the garage door. Like, just keep going.
Dude, when my wife's gone, like, she's gone for a weekend, the dishes and trash will stack up so fast.
I hate you.
And then an hour before she's I do, like, just super clean.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like.
How far out are you? About an hour. And you're
I guess.
Like doing windmills and stretching your hamstrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I move that fast. I don't want to pull anything. But it's like, it looks like, wow, you kept this place nice. And it's like, oh, yeah, you should have seen it an hour ago.
Of course I did. I love you. I never would.
I
wouldn't do that to you, babe. I love you. Or whatever.
And then she walks in, you're doing you're scrubbing the last bit of
shit.
The counter, and she sees you doing it.
Oh, didn't see you walk in. She goes, I told you I was almost here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is that already?
Was that already? I thought that was yesterday.
I just miss you so much. It feels like it took forever.
You're wearing her underwear, fucking scrubbing the floor. Oh my God, when did you get here? I just talked to you 10 minutes ago and said I was almost home.
Oh, wearing her underwear.
Well, that's crazy. Just getting this one more spot.
Have you ever done anything like, whether, you know, like when they're gone for the weekend, you're just like, you're like, do anything sexual, masturbation wise, or anything like that, to where you like got out all the, pulled out all the stops, mm-hmm. and then you
treat yourself right.
You forgot. And then like, and then you walk in the room, you're like, holy shit. And then you're like, woo.
What's all the stops? I'm curious. Go.
No, nothing specific.
Ready, go.
I'm just imagining like toys or whatever, mm-hmm. like that she didn't know you had, or mm-hmm. she does know you have, but you don't, she doesn't know you really use them when you're not
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But, and then, so you're like, oh, I'll clean that up later. And yeah. then you're like, holy shit. If she would have walked in, oof.
Wow. Nope. I've never had that, but I can see that happening. Like, I mean, I've had that, Cassie and I have had that happen, but not like out, but just like the bag of fun was out.
Bag of toys.
Yeah. It was just out, but it wasn't like put away under the bed.
A
like
tripod it, and everything's
I mean, there's a couple people there that we thought left.
Uh-huh. Still
they were
asleep.
There for the gangbang, but they were good. Like they were right on, they pretended to be a butler.
Mm.
Yeah. And the other one
they've
was
done that before.
Yeah, the other one was a landscaper. They just snap. You're like, shit, look, you guys are still here? You're like, I know what to do.
They hop out the window.
He's like, and like pulls a, like turns into a maid.
Yeah,
he just has a duster.
He rips his clothes off, and underneath there's
it's all your wife's underwear. And you're like, how's this gonna help? He goes, I don't know, I didn't think this through. So now your kids walk in, instead of just seeing a man, they see a stranger in Cassie's underwear, and you're like, this is not good. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not good with kids. I know. You've made that very clear.
Are you my new daddy?
Nope. Kinda. Kinda. You tell me what you ask your dad about that.
You know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Okay. Okay. But I get this man's frustration about things disappearing, going in random places. I do get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've come to the same conclusion where if you don't want them to go to a random ass spot, then you put them away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you know that she clearly likes to have things clean at any cost. So the anything that's on the counter is going to go into a place. So if you want that to not happen, then you don't put shit on the counter.
I think we've touched on this before, and yeah. that's what we always go off on some tangent, and then we come back with the real answer. Mm-hmm. And it's, if you have a problem with somebody else doing it, do whatever you can to fix the problem. Don't always expect them to change or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that falls in line here too. It's yeah. like, yeah, it might be annoying what she does, but there's a way to prevent that, is the way to not let her.
Yeah.
Fuck
but
it up.
But also when she is picking up the counter, if it is, cause it's a tag effort. It's teamwork to keep a house clean. Like a half empty water bottle does not go in the snacks. It gets dumped in the sink and put where the water bottles go. I get it.
Or in a fridge or something.
Something. Yeah, something where those things go. So I do get that frustration. But you could do it too.
I've never left a water bottle.
I have. I'm a water cup guy. I'll leave a water cup next to the sink.
No, a cup, yes. Yeah. I'm saying a water bottle.
Yeah. Water bottle, nightstand.
I've never not drank a whole one, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I guess
I was thinking like a bottle of water.
Mm. Ah, that's good water.
Yeah.
God, Spokane water, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty good this time of year.
Yeah. Well, it's all the snow runoff.
Yeah, it's coming downstream, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we done with the petty beef?
Yeah. I think we cleared that up.
I feel like we helped a little bit. Good news?
Yeah.
All right.
Zach!
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Hooray. We aren't doomed.
Yeah!
All right. This is some happy, happy news. But first, let's do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! I wonder if I can combine this one. Hold on.
Yeah!
I'm a little late.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
And the same thing with the hot air balloon, like, zapped into the power line story. Whenever the mummy sound makes the rounds, that is our entire social feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like it comes back around, and they're like, oh, this is that. Mm-hmm. They send it over like, oh, yeah, we know. It's a whole button.
you gotta check this out, man.
So this make your heart feel good.
Okay.
But for years, Bill walked 6 miles to work until she gave him a lift and then started a rideshare service just for him. Oh, Bill.
He looks like he smells.
I mean, sure, but six fucking 6 miles? Anyway, Bill, last name is so Polish. Moksulowski? Moksulowski! Moksulowski! Bill Moksulowski!
It's probably not even, it's probably silent. It's probably Moksulowski.
Really?
Bill Moksulowski.
He walked 6 miles to work at a local Walmart as a night shift janitor, but that all changed the day a woman stopped and offered him a ride. Christy Conrad learned that despite being legally blind, he possessed a steadfast determination to trudge in any kind of weather in order to get to work. I picked him up in 9 degrees the other morning, said Christy, who also learned that he used to ride a bike until he got hit by a car. So Bill's been through some shit.
Yeah, he has.
But Christy has her own family and couldn't always be there, so she started a Facebook group to seek other volunteers who could give him a lift. Mr. Bill's Village soon attracted over 1,000 members who wanted to keep an eye out for the man walking in camouflage jacket at sunset or sunrise. That's such a cute little community. Mm-hmm. One group member said it's now like a competition. Who can give Bill a ride today? Like they're
no, I'm here first.
There he is. Honey, go get fucking Bill. Again. Like just peeling. I was here first.
Demo derby to
get
Bill.
They're fucking like they're fighting. Bill's just standing there in his fucking camouflage jacket. He's like waiting to see who wins so he can go home.
Well, he can't see who wins, though, right?
Well, legally blind, but he's got to be able to see a little something. There's a lot of good people in the world all over this place, Bill told Steve Harmon and this CPS, and his CBS News crew who recently visited Cabot, Arkansas, to tell this heartwarming story. I'm glad that Steve Harmon and his crew made the news article. That was really cool that they made sure that his name was in there. Like, that was important that we had to make sure. Mm-hmm. That Bill talked to Steve Harmon, okay, over there at the CBS News crew.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. Get his profile.
Going. Yeah, that's really great, Steve. I'm happy.
And they put a link to his
profile. Let's go ahead and see where that goes.
Let's see where it goes.
OnlyFans. It just goes to another article about it, but this one's by Steve Harmon.
Yeah.
It is. I was kidding, and now it is. Oh, what a fucking tool. Just help people.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we got to make sure we get the story out. But God, most importantly, you've got to make sure that I got this story out.
God, I mean, it's a feature piece and I get it and you're linking around, but God, man, news articles with the credit stuff. First reported by WPHT Philadelphia.
A story you'll see only on
KXLY 4 News Now with Dennis Patchen. Is he still there?
No.
No. Who's there now?
And he was a sports guy.
Derek Dice? He's still going?
Yeah, he's there.
Fuck yeah, dude. Spokane right now. They're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to D Dice.
I like D Dice.
I grew up with him.
Yeah, good guy. Good guy. All right, let's take a look at something funny.
Graduated with his brother.
Just keep going. Yeah. Fucked his sister.
My cousin played ball with him. Yeah. Basketball, sports with him. I've known him my whole life.
Yeah.
I worked with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Wild.
Worked with his wife first,
mm-hmm.
and then he came on board.
Who's the wife?
I'm not going to name everybody. I know her name, but I'm not going to name her.
Okay, let's look at something we found on the internet. Nice. Oh, yeah! Zach!
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome.
I felt like Esteban right there.
What?
Remember the late night infomercial with Esteban who was selling his acoustic with his crack nail?
Yeah. Nylon strings?
Yeah. Well, it was just like a cheap, like an Epiphone type of, but it was Esteban brand or whatever. I don't remember what it was.
Nice.
But, yeah, that's what I felt like right
taking
there.
It for a walk?
Yeah. And then, This is his custom tailor that I'm going to take home with me.
Well, you're not taking that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, $5,000.
Yeah, don't let him take that.
$5,000, maybe.
$5,000, maybe?
Maybe. And then I'll just come steal it back.
I play guitars that sounded better than that. There weren't $5,000.
No, you haven't. You haven't brought that thing into the recording studio.
Yeah, that's true.
And that thing has old ass strings on it.
Yeah,
and put some new. It already sounds like. I'm telling you.
Can we end the show so I can play it?
This was sent in by our daughter Amber.
Okay.
Clearly some kind of spoof joke But it is out there, and I want people to know about it.
I like when Amber calls me daddy. It's because it's my wife.
Yeah, nice.
I like when my daughter's my wife.
That's my favorite part about being a dad.
My favorite part of being about an uncle is having a wife as a daughter.
You know what I'm doing.
Yeah!
So you know Ouija boards?
Yeah.
You ever thought about why they just don't have the opposite? Like a Holy Spirit board?
No, I guess I didn't. Well, mm-hmm. I thought they were.
Think about it. You're like, I don't know, contacting the dead. And then there's this crazy demonic connotation with Ouija boards. But they don't. Why does it have to be scary? It doesn't have to be scary. And introducing.
Because all it is someone that you're doing it with moving it around.
Don't get into the science of it. Okay, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Don't bring science into anything. We don't want everybody thinking.
This is on Amazon, and for only $29.95. You can get the Holy Spirit board. And it says, communicate directly with Jesus Christ.
That picture of Jesus. It looks like a...
This feller?
He looks like he's in like He-Man, like a villain in He-Man.
He does. And it's like, yeah.
That's what Skeletor looks underneath his skeleton.
Yeah. I'll be back.
Goodbye, Jesus.
Yeah, but it comes the planchette is a cross, and then it has a bunch of symbols on it.
Oh God! And then there's Jesus on a cross.
Yeah,
hanging with Jesus.
Yes, no, and then the bottom it just says goodbye, Jesus. Like you're just getting off a pleasant chat, little phone call. Not my favorite. I mean, I'm not going to buy it. Obviously, jokes, right? Doesn't have great reviews.
Yeah, I bet.
And some of them are great, and some of them are just, I'll read them. Ready? So Bobby writes, never worked Ouija boards or spirit boxes. Never worked. Okay, he missed punctuation.
Right.
Ouija boards or spirit boxes work better, like the PSB7 spirit box. I don't know why. And then two people found that helpful.
They're like, dude.
I was thinking.
That's what I was going to say.
I was thinking this was a waste of money, but.
Now I don't need to write the review.
I'm going to use that $29.95 towards a PBS7 spirit box.
I'm just going to give that straight to the church.
This was sent in by Kay. It is a waste of money. It is just a joke. It makes fun of all religions. Okay.
How does that?
I don't know, but 20 people found it helpful. Jerry wrote, I carefully read the reviews before getting the product. And I based the reviews on my purchase. I was hoping I'd be able to talk to Jesus, and so far, nothing. This is so disappointing. All I keep getting is some raspy-voiced man.
555 people
found it helpful. They got the joke. So that's good. So at least they got it.
Oh, just raspy.
I'm just trying to talk to Jesus. This one guy keeps sneaking in the fucking way.
This guy that smells like fucking!
He pops in. He's like, "Hello, you looking for me? Get out of the way!
Looking for Jesus. Take your cigarette and get out of here."
Well, I mean, I could point you in the right direction. just say it. I know the guy. I met him. Get out of the fucking way!
I used to hang with Jesus.
This isn't Jesus. This is one that says, this is very disappointing on all levels. It is very misleading to anyone who does
disgusting.
Not
disgusting.
Oh, very disgusting. Sorry. On all levels, it is very misleading to anyone who does not know Jesus or how to truly get to him.
Yeah, but you know the way, don't you?
You are leading people straight to Hades. Oh, all just to make a few bucks. It's probably wise to stop selling these. What?
Yeah, I'm sure they're
he's super worried.
Feeling really.
He's like, he's up at night. He'd be like, babe, I don't know. It seems like we're having a lot of bad luck lately. You think I should pull the Holy Spirit board off of Amazon?
She's like, she's all taking the jewelry off and putting it in a little box. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Things have been going pretty well, I thought.
I think things were going pretty good. I think we should ask the spirit. He puts his hands on the cross planchette, and it just like moves around. It's like, should I stop? And I'm just like.
His wife.
No.
His wife. Yeah, just no. Moves it over.
He just goes, no. Goodbye, Jesus.
Well, that was easy. All right.
Well, that was easy. He just folds it back up. Guess I'll keep good printing
night.
Money.
Yeah. Good night.
Yes, Jesus will talk to you, but this game is totally not needed at all. If you want to talk to Jesus, just say his name and talk to him.
Hey, Jesus, where you at?
You don't need a stupid board.
Yeah.
Just talk to Jesus.
Just call him up.
I mean, you're crazy. You're crazy sitting here with your silly board. Just talk to the sky. Not going
to
get into
you
it.
You got to get on your knees. Yeah. That's how it works.
God has provided a wonderful way to talk with God's self and hear God's voice. It's called prayer. It's free. Don't need you to sit in silence to hear a quiet voice. No glossy board needed. Just missing the point.
Yeah, they're obviously.
Yeah. I mean,
very upset.
They clearly have it all figured out.
All you got to do is just.
You're doing it all wrong.
Hey, Jesus, what you doing out there in that?
You're doing it all wrong. What you need to do is go to a special building.
You put money into this thing and then you eat Jesus.
You don't need a board, you fucking idiot.
You just have to eat his body.
Just go to the building, talk to the guy in the robe, give them money, eat the bread, and talk to the ceiling. That's how you talk to Jesus. You don't need a glossy fucking board.
When do I do this?
All three on Sundays.
And then one Wednesday out of the year.
Right.
You just got a little, rub a little dirt on your face.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's available on Amazon if you want it. Hear from the kids?
I kind of want to hear more reviews.
I mean, it's more of the same. Yeah. Copy print. Yeah. It's more of, oh my God, you don't know what you're doing. Just get rid of this board and talk to the wall.
Stop wasting your time and your money when you can just talk to him yourself.
Right? This is $29.95. You know, it's free talking to Jesus.
Well,
it's more of that.
That's
just
assuming
over and over
you
again.
Have Amazon Prime, though. And so you have free shipping.
And you're obviously the right religion. Duh.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone just can't talk to this guy.
Do they have a Hindu board?
I'm sure, like made by the same guy. Yeah, Buddhism board.
He just makes all. What's the Allah? What's the what's their prophet?
Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mahatma.
Muhammad Matt.
Mahatma Muhammad Gandhi. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Okay, kids, we have some good ones. Some emails. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Zach.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
And just real quick to recap on that, obviously it sounds like we're just bashing on Jesus and religion. Yeah. But that's not the point of that. The point of it is to call out people saying how ridiculous one thing is, but doing something else that's equally as ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Or so. Not. I don't care. I mean, I'm spiritual as well. Yeah. I just don't think that everyone needs to believe the same thing I do. That's just like, I'll do my thing, you do yours. And don't be like, that's fucking crazy. Here's what you need to do. And then put on magic underpants.
These people are wacko, dude. Look at, they go to church 3 days a week. It's fucking stupid.
That's crazy. You only have to go twice a year. Everyone knows that. Dude. Christmas.
All you gotta do is just give a bunch of money and then not go.
The more money you
idiots.
The more money you give, the more free time you have. Everyone knows that.
Okay. Uh-huh. Our first email was sent anonymously.
Okay.
What a word. It says, hey, Brian and Joe.
Oh, hello.
I'm listening to Pacemaker, Foam Finger, Ginger, Neck Brace. When I heard you read the resume, I immediately knew you needed to see this. This was submitted at a retail store I worked at in college over 10 years ago. I've kept it all these years because it still makes me laugh. Keep me anonymous because I don't know if it's legal to keep the resumes for entertainment purposes. Lukewarm regards, Jane Doe.
Perfect.
Oh, don't say your name, Jane.
Oh, come on.
Gave it away. Okay, let me see if I can see this here. Can you pull that up? There's that.
I didn't scratch out his name because his name was so has to be common. I was like, there's no way you're finding this guy.
We'll just call him Scott. Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
My name is Scott. But everyone calls me Scotty.
This is on a resume.
My DOBU date of birth is Wednesday, December 13th, 1978 at 8:14 p.m. I am now 30 years old. God, dude, it's like you could have left out some of these details.
All of these.
I'm single with no kids, but someday married with 2-4 kids. And in 8 years, I plan to be married with 2.5 kids.
Gosh, dang.
Preferably to a model.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna.
It will be.
And she's going to want to have sex like 3 times a day.
I'm not married right now and I have no kids, but someday for sure going to be married to a model and have 2 to 4 kids and have sex all the time on a boat. And you're like, what? All
right. It's on my board.
All right, Scotty.
Scotty, don't. Mm-hmm. My hobbies and leisure activities are going to church. Celebration church, working with my hands in arts and crafts, pencil, metals, and woods, camping, fishing, nature walks, traveling to the coast, seeing movies, and collecting DVDs, because I care about the future, and hanging with my family and friends, playing TTRPGs. What's that? TTRPGs?
Tactical, I don't know, RPGs, but I think it's certain, some sort of
TT,
more precise version of RPGs.
What's an MMO game?
Yeah, I don't know. Zach, seems like something you'd know.
It's like multiple player online or something. Multi. I don't remember.
Okay.
Mass multi.
Maybe. Okay. Like Warlock.
Yeah. It's Warcraft. Yeah.
World of Warcraft. There it is.
I remember. I was
World
like,
Warlock.
People started saying like, I'm playing RPGs and playing D&Cs and all these. And I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying.
No. Do I get a gun?
Like, I know I've played all the games, but I didn't know they had names for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So MMO games.
Playing
computer games.
Computer games and console games.
Okay. And then
church is on Saturdays at 5 p.m. to 10. 5 hours? On Saturday and Sundays at 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yep. That gives you the location.
Location. If you want to join. Is 284 Shaw Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to Google that can look that up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fast learner if I am shown, not just talked about and pointed at.
Sky.
I work well with others. I like working with my hands. I said that already. Mm-hmm. I like challenges and learning new, and I'm very patient. Overall, a good person to work with no period. And he's got a list of references too.
I think this is a perfect example of no one cares.
Perfect example of this guy.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, this is like his first time.
Yeah, applying to a job. He goes, God, what do they need to know?
Now, what can you bring to our business? Well, I go to a church.
I know one thing. And church is on Saturdays and Sundays. And I love computer games.
Can you work weekends? Like, I just refer to my church schedule.
I imagine him like having this conversation with an employee, like just going over all this shit. And then like guy's like, And he goes, all right, so hand me the box of avocados. We got to put them over here. And he's like, okay. Like after going through this huge thing of all the things he loves, he goes, that's crazy. Go get the dolly. We got to move some heavy boxes. Okay. Sorry. All right. Our second email coming in from our son who wanted to go by Going Postal. And that all makes sense here in just a second. He writes, what the fuck is up, you dumb cunts?
Yeah, fine. Great way to start a sentence.
Well, I don't know how to start this, so fuck it. Here we go. So around 2011, I was a wee lad at the age of 16. I got 4 lower bowl tickets to a Utah Jazz game.
Whoa.
So naturally, whoever gets to go better be providing something. Transportation or mind-altering substances, basically.
Oh, I thought it was like sexual.
Yeah. My homie got his hands on, till this day and many other trips later, the best fucking acid I'll probably ever get to try. Acid, basketball game, fucking buckle up. As we embark on this journey, we take our hits. Too sober, too fucked up was a good ratio of responsibility in our minds. Anyways, as we get there, and we're both fucking peaking. Side note, the Jazz Bear was my neighbor at the time, so I shouldn't realize I'd get fucked with if seen.
I should have realized I'd get fucked if was seen.
Yeah.
God, you want me to read this, Joe? Yeah. Jesus.
I think I said those words because it didn't make sense. I was like, okay. Little did I know it was some fucking mascot night where they had other teams' mascots and shit. Cue in the picture of the fucking this asshole of a mascot. FYI, those things coming out of his nose are those birthday extender fucking things you blow into. Yeah. We get to our seats and maybe like the second quarter, we get fucking blasted with silly string by the Jazz Bear when this motherfucker taps me on the shoulder a row behind me and I totally almost fucking fell on the dude in front of me. I wasn't prepared for the face-to-face with the neon dragon. Give me a break. As I pick myself up, I tell this fucker to leave me alone, or I quote, "Will fucking deck you."
Deck you? Oh, dude, I haven't heard of that in so long.
It's a good one.
You want to get decked?
Fucking deck you, nerd. Well, he didn't take his take this hint, unfortunately for him. Because in the third quarter, this asshole sneaks up on me in the line while I was getting a drink and some shit and uses the same MO as last time. Taps me on my shoulder, and I shit you not, I swung around and fucking decked this neon dragon piece of shit in the fucking nose faster than you can say hiccup. That's the word he chose?
Oh my God.
He's like,
faster than you can say Farfignugan, yeah. Dude.
Fucking faster than you say Mississippi. But he's like, no, it was faster than that. He goes, what's a word that's not too short, but hiccup.
What's a weird word to
yeah. say? Not going to lie, best punch of my life. I'm not ashamed to say it. So naturally, security and all this shit comes to swoop me away.
Dude, is this Colin that wrote this email? Yeah.
But the best part is, since I knew the fucking jazz bear, he vouched for me saying I warned him earlier, so I guess didn't get to see the last quarter instead of an assault charge. Win-win for me. Little did I know, I'd soberly break my nose on the fucking free throw line 3 weeks later doing a fucking dumbass hamburger relay race. But I got $30 to Wendy's, so there's that. Just call me Going Postal. And if you want more or any more tripping stories, I've got demon possessed girlfriend on acid jail night, or giving random people who wanted some acid on a train the next fucking day story.
I want the girlfriend acid and.
And if you need a reminder of what the mascot he's talking about is on acid,
that's probably what he saw around.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah,
I'd punch it.
You know what's so great about that? It's what we've talked about before when people are dressed up in costume and then real life happens.
Yeah.
So I just picture like this the cop standing there taking down things and it's him and then like a mascot. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, dude, he's cool. He's cool. He's with me.
Did he get his story right? And he just blows the birthday party horns out the nose. And he goes, right. Is that a yes or a no?
Two blows for a yes, one for a no.
And he goes, he wiggles his belly around. He just won't snap out of character. He goes, sir, this is serious.
Yeah.
Like that man over there, like he's knocked unconscious. He got fucking decked faster than you can say hiccup.
Dude, he got decked. The cop's saying, dude, this guy got decked so hard.
I need you to be serious. He looks back. All you hear is like sneakered. Like squeaks, he's doing the running man. going like this. Sir, and he just, don't. And he's like, just lifts up a t-shirt cannon gun. Don't. Don't. And he just goes. And then, wee, wiggles his.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. God damn it. And he goes, and then fucking runs down the corridor.
The fucking shirt knocks popcorn out of somebody's hand and walks.
Thank you. Grabs his fucking 2-foot-long hot dog and a t-shirt. Just woo, woo.
All right, that's it. Throws him up against the wall.
Pocket full of confetti.
Police throws him up against the wall. Can't get the cuffs on him.
Trying to cuff him, but he's doing the worm. Those inflatable mascot costumes like the T-Rex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, that's funny to picture someone running for their life in an inflatable costume.
Because it's just going flopping forward and
it's
back.
It's the one where it looks like the alien's carrying the person.
And it's just like, stop those two people, that guy, whatever, stop him!
The top part just like... And he's just fucking running so fast.
Oh my God, it's funny.
All right. Well, that's show 93.
Yeah,
fucking loved it. If you want to be part of the gaggle, the party keeps going. Us in these matching Hawaiian sweaters, going to keep rocking.
I'm going to flip my head around.
Patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. Go find a tier that's right for you. We got our socials. We got the YouTube version. You know where to find us. And then something you want to see on the show, send it in to heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Then rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hit up our beeper.
Yeah.
If you got something to say.
Page it in. We'll find a payphone, dude. We got this phone right here.
Mm-hmm.
It's linked right up to it. Thanks to Uncle Zach producing today's show and all the shows. Love you.
Love you.
Be sure to check out everything that Zach's doing over at scatcast.com. And that is scat with a K.
He's the scat man.
And thanks to the babysitters that moderate the Can You Don't Playground on the Facebooks. Fun spot. I gotta tell you guys about something to wrap up the show.
All right.
Okay. Zach.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Did you know? Oh, man. That's not going to link. Hold on. Let me see if I can. I'm going to try and mute it and then see if it pops up and I can just bring this over to YouTube. Because it's okay. There we go. Whoa, fuck listen. Me. Fuck me.
Listen.
Okay. Don't look. Here, just like make noises. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. So this is in a tiny festival, or it's a festival that happens in this tiny town in Spain, Castrillo de Murcia, and it's a baby jumping festival.
Mm.
in short, just from traditions and how weird things get.
As
is tradition, they have grown-ass men that dress up as devils.
Mm.
And then all of the babies that were born in the last year get lined up in the street and they just jump over babies.
Mm.
And the headline for this YouTube video says dangerous baby jumping festival. It's not what?
What if they, what if they also let a bull out?
Oh,
and they mix it with the running of the bulls.
That'd be one. Look at this. Sick. Where can I get my fucking front row tickets?
Look at all the people there.
I know.
Is that the little town?
Yeah.
Oh, nice fucking eye stock image.
They just line up all these babies, and they're all in their Sunday's
best.
They're
not even babies.
Well, they're within a year.
Oh, yeah.
You got tiny ones.
Look at all the people.
I know. I mean, look at that kid just exhausted from getting jumped over. But what? How funny.
Oh, I'll jump her baby.
Look.
There's no expression on that guy's face.
How hungover do you think he is? Oh.
Dude, he almost didn't make that last one.
Can you imagine how much trouble you'd get in if you kicked a baby?
I mean, isn't that part of the risk? Like you, it's, you know, like when I went out and I was, you know, I used to jump those parking meters, right?
Yeah.
Like I used to get crazy.
Yeah, we know.
Drinking booze, jumping meters.
Jumping meters.
And I, you know, you'd make a few and then that last one, you're kind of getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to put my baby in the last one. I would want to be like maybe the third or fourth. You're just getting into that rhythm. You're feeling good.
But draw straws for the baby placement?
Yeah. If you the shortest straw has the last place, guys are just beat by that time.
Legs are done.
Probably depends on how many babies were born, too.
I like to think about like this lady who just doesn't want to risk it. And she's trying to hold out giving birth just to get into the next calendar year. So she has to put her baby in the street. It's the first baby of that year. So it's born and the doctor just goes, we're heading down to the baby festival. And you're like, can I see my baby? He's like, right after the devil
Right after
the devil jumps over it. Duh, you fucking idiot. Snaps you like the umbilical cord and like throws it back at her.
here, do something with that.
Hold this. I'll be right back. And just runs out with your fucking baby. Make sure it gets down to get jumped over by the devil.
Make sure she's sewn up.
Yeah.
I want her bleeding out. I'm going to take her baby down and get jumped over.
I mean, you know, we have to. It's a thing. It's a whole
tradition.
Thing. Tradition. You're not going to not get your baby jumped over by.
You want to be the only baby that didn't get jumped over? What if that's like
you.
The legacies? They're in like high school.
They have a
and is an outcast. It's like, oh, he would be part of this class, but he didn't get jumped over by the baby. Devil.
Bad parenting, if you ask me.
Right. He's getting bullied.
They were late. They're running late to the baby jumping festival.
They got caught in traffic.
The kid's just like sitting in back, and the parents are fighting up front. Trying
to get this baby jumped. Oh, you could have taken a shit. Oh, but right as we're leaving, now you got to take a shit.
Or you had to curl your hair and just like drifting around corners. This is on you. This is on you. This kid's not getting jumped over today. Like trying to run to the back of the line with your baby to throw him on the last sofa. Fucking ridiculous.
Fighting over that, like ruining marriages.
All right, well, that's it. Bonus stuff. We'll keep going. If not, we'll see you guys next week.
All right, then.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Bye.